If you look at the altar, you will see the Greek letters Jesus Christos Nika, Jesus Christ the Victor. When we go through life, there are many painful situations, joyful situations, and situations that reflect how mundane and everyday the world can be. But there was one preacher who emphasized, you can become the victim of your life, or you can become the victor of your life if you stop simply looking at yourself. Now, there's a story about a husband and wife, which I don't think happens a lot today. You who are married will have to tell me. But they went out to dinner. And on the way home, the wife realized she had forgotten her glasses. Now, the husband was impatient, as some of you husbands can be, for the wives would say all of them. But he complained all the way to the restaurant, says, how could you forget? You're always forgetful. We're going to waste an hour of our time just getting something that you could have solved by being more attentive. And once they arrived in the restaurant, the husband says, oh, by the way, pick up my hat. We often look and see ourselves. If you are too introspective, you become too egotistical, and you can't see neither the pain or the pleasure of other people. You see yourself, your world shrinks, you become very small, you become alone without knowing loneliness, and you wonder why the world has become so dark. Jesus Christ on the cross gave us a beautiful example of how he, in pain on the cross, forgave the very people that were crucifying him. Why? Because you forgive early and often. You don't wait for someone to ask forgiveness. It is your freedom you are selecting. It is your freedom you are fighting for. It is your character that you are developing. The human heart was not meant to carry garbage. And if we carry garbage, we can't see the sunshine. And all of a sudden, life becomes this morbid trek through survival, simply hoping I make it, and God knows where I'm going. Instead, we can say from the cross that Jesus showed us the freedom that comes from being the master of your circumstance. I choose to be happy. I choose to forgive people because I value my freedom. I choose not to repeat garbage with my mouth because I want my heart to be clear. The choice is ours. And that age-old maxim that Jesus told us, as you sow, so shall you reap, applies from the youngest to the oldest of us. Because the way we look at life is the way we live life. And so I told in Ukraine in that story that I would like to repeat. Two men got out of prison, one very sad and one quite happy at the opportunity that was before him. Because one looked out the bars and only saw mud, and the other one will look outside his bars and saw the stars and the sun. So you will have pain as all of us will have pain. Your job is to become the victor, not the victim of your circumstance. Life has enough pain in it without us adding more to it. Solve your pain. We often tell children when they're hurt, time will solve it. Get over it. Be better. And life will be very honest to you. You will always become the person you have chosen to be. So choose well and choose freedom. And choose joy and choose happiness. And let the pain go away. And forget about the scars. Everybody's got scars except dead people. Slava Isusu Christu.